Okay, do you all know I'm Nancy Rollinger? Nice to meet you. I'm happy to be here. I'm so happy to be here. You know, the last time I was at Turkey Hill, it was 2009. And I have been, wow, has my life changed. I took care of my mom, and she's in glory now, whooping it up. And I come to Turkey Hill, I am flooded with memories. Okay, I need help. I have handouts. Could you help me? You do this side. This is what happens when you sit in the front. Here's a few more for you. Can I give you a few more? Do you mind doing the other side? I have 50 handouts. That's what they told me. I'm hoping that works. If it doesn't, share with your neighbor and tell me so that I can come up with a few more for tomorrow. While we are together, we are going to think about praise. We are going to be women of praise. So our topic for our time together is praise. And because I'm going to talk to you, you're going to talk to me, we're going to get to know each other, I would like you to tell me what, together, what is the topic that we're going to be talking about?
Praise.
Oh, that was beautiful. And today, we're going to be in Psalm 34. So everybody open to Psalm 34. I need to tell you, if you knew my mother, Laura Routley, which many of you did, Psalm 34 was her psalm. And in these years after my mother has died, it's been the theme of my life. So coming here, I thought, I want to share with the ladies here some of the things that God has moved in my heart. I don't ever want to lose being a woman of praise. Now, why I think this is so important is some time ago, I went out of the country. I was gone for a couple weeks. I came back into the United States of America, and I was shocked at people standing in line in front of me demanding things of people who couldn't help them. And I was surrounded by, I had a little culture shock, and I was just gone for 2 weeks. But what I saw was a bunch of selfish, self-centered people. And that's the country that we live in. And if you and I don't have our eyes open to that, we'll just be like them. Do you want to be like the people around you? I hope that you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And if you do, He gives us a whole different lifestyle so that people can look at you and say, what is different about her? And hopefully that the Lord Jesus draws people to Himself because of you, because you are a woman of
grace.
Yes, so really important lessons and meditation. I would like to ask the Lord to help us. And as we do that, I want you to lift your heart up to the Lord. I don't know you, but God knows you. And so I want you to talk to Him. I'm just going to be quiet for a little while. This is your time to dedicate these next 4 days to the Lord. And I'm not going to tell you what to pray, but I would suggest that you say, Lord, just speak to me. Show me if there's things in my life I need to correct. If I need encouragement, do that for me. Whatever it is I need, give me that these next 4 days while we're together. So let's have a little time. And it's very exciting, ladies. Do you understand the Holy Spirit is the teacher, not me? I hope you forget about me and just remember the Word. And so we're going to ask God, the Holy Spirit, to teach us. And then look out. I'm excited about what He will do. So let's be quiet. You talk to the Lord, and then I will. Father, I thank you that you are a good, good Father. Thank you that you love us so much that you sent your Son. We thank you for the Lord Jesus. We thank you for your Spirit that you have given us to know you. And we seek your face at the beginning of these 4 days that we're together. We would like to hear your voice. If there's things in our life that hinder you from speaking to us, please show us those things so we can put them away. We just want to hear your voice. We want to be women who would respond to you and live for you and love you. And so we pray that you would be glorified here in our lives, in every life. I pray that there would be not one woman in this room who would be unaffected by the word of God. We thank you that you will answer that. You are great and greatly to be praised, and your greatness is unsearchable. And yet we search you out and we find treasures. And we thank you, we bless you. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, did we have enough handouts? Is anybody without a handout? Okay, if you look in front of you at the bottom of your sheet, there is our theme verse for the next few days. And it goes like this. I will read it to you. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 34:1. So, what we're going to do as we begin is memorize that verse together. Some of you know it, but we're going to learn these words so we can all say it together. All right? And as you can see on your sheet then, we're just going to meditate on this verse and a little bit about this psalm as we begin. Oh, it's so good. Okay, look down at your verse at the bottom of your sheet, and I would like you to read the first sentence 3 times. Now, when I say read, I mean read every word. Don't think, I know this, so I don't have to look at it. Read every word. How many times?
3.
Thank you. Here we go. I will bless the Lord at all times. Just the first sentence. And I will bless the Lord at all times. Again. I will bless the Lord at all times. Look up. Say it 3 times. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. Who is going to bless the Lord? What are you going to do? You're going to bless the Lord. And when are you going to bless the Lord? Okay, let's do it this way. We're going to emphasize I as we say the sentence. I will bless the Lord at all times. Now we're going to emphasize the word will because it's a decision of your will. Ready? I will bless the Lord at all times. When? We're going to emphasize at all times. Can we do it? Here we go. I will bless the Lord at all times. Okay, we're not done yet, but isn't that loaded? I mean, even just saying it over and over, you have so many thoughts. The Spirit of God's already teaching us. So exciting. Look down at your paper. Read the last sentence 3 times. Read every word. Don't say, oh, I know this. Read every word. Okay, here we go. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Look up. Here we go. Say it 3 times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Whose praise?
His.
Say it. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. What's continually in your mouth? His praise. Say it that way. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, isn't this good? Because already I'm convicted, right? There's a whole lot of other things in my mouth. I don't know about yours. Where is his praise? In your mouth. Let's do it. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Okay. Look down at your page. You are so good. Read the whole thing. Read every word 1 time. And add on Psalm 34:1. Read the whole thing. Here we go. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Psalm 34:1.
Look up, say it. And this time, wait, think a minute. Which word do you want to emphasize? Thinking it over? Okay, everybody, you got your own word. Here we go. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 34:1. Who memorized that verse for the first time? Oh, isn't that exciting? Let's say it again. And just do it normally. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 34:1. Oh, that's so wonderful. All right, we're just going to meditate on these thoughts that you've already been given by the Spirit of God. But here we go. So as you look at your sheet, you'll see who is going to bless the Lord. I would like to, as we start, have you look at your Bibles. And do you see before verse 1, it says, a psalm of David, when he feigned madness before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. That is inspired. That's not Ryrie Bible study notes. That's the inspired word of God. And so the Spirit of God wants us to know when this was written. And I'd like to tell you that if you want to read it, it's 1 Samuel 21. This was a low time in David's life. So what's happening is Saul is chasing him. And he's decided to get away from Saul and to be safe, he's going to go to the enemy's camp. He goes to Gath. Now, which of you Bible scholars know somebody who was from Gath?
Goliath.
David and Goliath? And now David is running away from Saul and he's going to the home of the enemy? Hello, don't you sometimes wish somebody just come alongside of you and slap you and wake you up? Like, this doesn't make sense, right? It's not a good idea. And so this is a low point in David's life. So he runs to Goliath's home, and the king there, he's called Abimelech, here, Achish in Samuel. His people were saying, David, isn't this David like Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s and he's coming here? And so Abimelech was going to kill him. He's not stupid. And so David, to get out of this predicament, feigns madness. That's what the Bible says. He pretends he's a crazy man. He lets the drool go down his beard. Now, I could do this really well. I could be a crazy person. And you picture David. This is David. Hello. This is David, who is a man after God's own heart. You know, men after God's own hearts have low points. And this is pretty low. He's pretending he's crazy, letting the drool run. And it works. Abimelech, instead of killing him, says, take away this madman. But you know what David knows? Who delivered him? God. It wasn't his feigned madness. You know, when I do things to deliver myself and I get out of the situation, I realize that was God, because that wouldn't have worked. It's God. God is the God who delivers. And so David, as he writes this psalm, I want you to know that's the background he wants us to know. It's the time where he acted crazy. He was a crazy man. But he starts by saying, wait, do you remember verse 1? Can you still say it? Let's say it. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. David knew it was God that delivered him. And so he wants you and I to bless the Lord with him. In fact, we're going to look at some of these things. But verse 2, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. He's not boasting that his craziness got him out of the trouble. It was the Lord. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and rejoice. Hopefully that's us. And then he says, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Honey, there's times in your life, so many times, when God does something personal that he wants you to share with other people so that they can rejoice with you. And that's what's happening here for David. So he says, let's start. Who is this? Well, it's David. And he purposes, I will. It's a purpose. It's a determination. Now, I'm going to tell you this from the start. Oh, did you know that your name is Honey? Because I would like to call you by name, but I can't do that with everybody. And so when I say honey, that you just put in your name there. That's you. So honey, this is something you have to determine. I will. You have to use your will because, you know, there's so many bad things in life. There's so many things to complain about. There's so many blah, 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 blah. And you have to determine, no, I am going to be a woman who blesses the Lord. I will. Let me hear it.
I will.
Let me hear it again.
I will
bless the Lord. One of the signs of the times that we live in, 2 Timothy 3 says, is ungratefulness, unthankfulness. Blessing the Lord, being a woman of praise, being a woman of thanksgiving is going against your culture. It's hard to go against the culture. When I took care of my mom, I was fighting the culture. People around me told me I should put her in a nursing home, and I knew God had me to take care of her. I fought against the culture. You know, that was one of my biggest trials. It's hard to fight against the culture, but we want to be women of praise. So I'm going to encourage you to be a woman of thanksgiving and determine, I will. I'm hoping today, by the end of this time, some of you will not just be quoting David's words, but will be saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be that woman. So we can hold hands together and be that woman. Recently, we were looking for somebody to make our chapel t-shirts. And I saw there was a guy in East Moline, which is where I live. And so I looked at his Facebook page, and he had on there a special Thanksgiving to blah, 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 all these people. And I went, this guy sounds like a Christian. Just the way it was written, you know, it sounded like a Christian. So I went to his place of business. I walked in the door, and his logo has a cross, right? You know why I knew, why I was thinking he might be a Christian was because of his abounding thankfulness. People of the world, some people can be thankful, but it's just not the same. Because we're going to see, we are thankful not just for the happy things, woohoo! But we can be thankful knowing that God's hand is in our life through what we consider good and what we consider bad, which is not the way God considers it. Because we know God. I will. You determine to be a woman of praise. I often think about all the prayers we make. We ask God to do things, and when he answers, we forget to say thank you. You know, we're so desperate when we ask, and then we forget to say, no, I will bless the Lord. Say it with me, girls. I will bless the Lord. Okay, what are we going to do? We're going to bless the Lord. Say it.
Bless the Lord.
Usually when we bless someone, we do something for them. We add to them in some way. Now, there's no way I can do anything for God, right? This word is wonderful. It's one of those really good words. It means to kneel. And the idea is that I'm kneeling and accepting from God something wonderful. And sometimes it's translated actually thank. So I'm kneeling and receiving in thankfulness. This is what Paul says in Ephesians 1:3. And this is the idea of blessing the Lord. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So I bless him because he's blessed me. I kneel before him and thank him for what he's given me. I bless the Lord. So bless means kneel. It's a wonderful word. Now who am I blessing? The Lord! He's the source of all good in our life. A young student asked his rabbi, how can I accept and bless God for the bad news with equal fervor as for the good news? And the rabbi said, go into the study hall and ask my brother there. And as the student went into the study hall, he saw on the face of the man there pain etched. He knew this man had endured much hardship in his life. And so he went up to the brother and he said, how is it possible to bless God for bad news with equal fervor as for good news? To which the brother responded, why do you ask me? Nothing bad has ever happened. You know, a lot of it is in our attitude, isn't it? And so I'm blessing the Lord because from his hand I kneel and receive. Whatever comes into my life, it's good. Do you know that verse, girls? What verse comes to your mind? Is there a verse that comes to your mind? Romans 8. God causes... Yeah, really, whatever comes from the hand of God is good for us. It's good for us. Isn't that wonderful? That's why I bless the Lord. Because he's the Lord. He's sovereign. He's unchanging. He's on his throne. Bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. Say it with me, girls. I will bless the Lord. So wonderful. Do you know this song? Every joy or trial falleth from above, traced upon our dial by the Son of Love. And we trust him, right? Do you trust him? Do you trust the Lord? Something you have to review every day of your life. Is he worthy of your trust? Well, when am I going to bless him? I will bless the Lord when? Okay, so I need your help. I'm going to ask you to blurt it out. Blurt out to me some of the times of your life. Something more than good times and bad times. Let's be specific. Tell me a time in your life. Say it loud so we can all hear it. Okay. I didn't hear anything. Over here. Empty nest time. Yes?
Car trouble
time. Laundry day.
No money.
No money day.
Cleaning
day.
Sickness.
Rebellious children. Cancer times. Marriage difficulties. This is better than I could do because it's personal, right? You get it. I will bless the Lord when? It's harder those times. You know, we said a lot of things that we consider bad things. When Craig and I heard the word cancer, Craig got cancer a number of years ago, we just couldn't talk. You have a time where you just sit and you can't talk. But we can bless the Lord at when? Now, you know, there's a freedom in this. There's a beautiful freedom in knowing that my Heavenly Father is a shepherd, a good shepherd, who guides me all of my life. I'm here at Turkey Hill. Are you? He's guided us here. Our lives have converged here for reasons that some reasons we'll find out now. Many reasons we will not find out now. We'll find out in glory. It's exciting. Good shepherd. I will bless the Lord at all times. Say it with me. I will bless the Lord at all times. All right. Oh, you know the verse, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It's God's will, girls. It's God's will that we'd be thankful. Okay, what are we going to do? I will bless the Lord at all times. What? His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Right now, we're just thinking about praise in my mouth. We're going to get to continually in a second. It's different than at all times. His praise in my mouth. Now, this is another beautiful word, praise. Wait, what did the word bless mean? Kneel, as in I'm receiving with thankfulness from God what he's giving me. Praise, this word means singing in your mouth. It's got to come out of your mouth. It's a singing word. So I walk in the mornings down next to the Mississippi River. I have a beautiful walkway. And I was going over these verses, and there were red-winged blackbirds sitting on the fence right by me, just singing away. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I thought, thank you, Lord, for that object lesson. Those birds could they could not stop singing. It's in their heart, right? But it doesn't just stay in their heart. It comes out of their mouth. Birds, you could not shut those birds up. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So the other night, as I got out of my car in the parking lot, I live in a high-rise building. I moved there to take care of Mumsy, and I'm still there. So I parked out in the parking lot. It's dark, and there was so much noise. It was the locusts. Zzz, I can't do the good. And it was loud. I mean, like, loud. And I was meditating on Psalm 34. I got out of the car. I went, what is all that noise? And then I said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You couldn't stop those locusts from making that noise. They would die. How about us? What's in your mouth, honey? Well, it should be praise. Is God big enough to occupy your speech? Wow, I come up short. I realize I need to know him better so I can talk about him more, right? And how do I get to know him better? I got to be in the book. It's not going to come by a dream. Two weeks ago, we were at camp, and this girl came up to Craig and had this big, long discussion with Craig about all the dreams that she's having, all of which were messed up. And Craig said, you know, you need to get to know the Lord in the Bible. This is how God is speaking to us. So are you reading your Bible? I'm like your mother here, nagging you. It's not going to come by osmosis. It will not even come listening to great preachers. You go away, you go, wow, that was good. 2 days later, you go, well, now what did they say? What did I think was good? I can't remember. But read your Bible, and so that praise can be in your mouth. Let's say it. Start it at the beginning. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Would you look at Psalm 33? Is it on your page across? Look at what he starts. Psalm 33, you could just go through the psalm, and it's all about the Lord, but look how he starts. Sing for joy in the Lord, O you righteous ones. Praise is becoming to the upright. Sing. Let it come out of your mouth. Do you sing? I think one of the most precious things about taking care of my mother was she loves hymns. And so my goal was to give my mother an abundant exit. I knew she was going to have an abundant entrance. And so to do the exit part, I would have to sing a lot of hymns to her. And so I'll tell you right now, I'm not singing the hymns I was singing. I want to, but it was Mumsy and me in a little square for 3 years. And we sang. Praise is becoming to the upright. You want to be beautiful? You want to look good? Praise. People would come into her little area. When we had the hospice workers coming, they loved my mother. Do you know why? She was a woman of praise. And they saw the Lord in her. And they fought for her. One of the nurse ones told me they were going to take me off her case, and I fought to be here because I got to be here with Laura Routley. Well, she was beautiful. Praises become... Sing for joy in the Lord, O you righteous ones. Praise is becoming to the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Sing praises to him with a harp of 10 strings. I feel like we should sing right now. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy, for the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. Oh! And so you sing it. Are you a mother here and you have kids in your home? You should be singing songs about the Lord. Embed that into those little brains that are growing. Sing to them. They'll learn theology in songs. Don't just sing the little chorus. Sing hymns. Kids are smarter than you. I'm sorry to tell you that. And they can learn tremendous things. Sing hymns to them so that when they're sad some night, wait, what was our word today in the hymn? Sarah, what was the word? Yeah, so they can be laying in bed saying that line. Honestly, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Examine your mouth. Listen to some of these verses, Psalm 42 and 3. He brought me up out of a pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock. Making my footsteps firm, he put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord. I love that. Psalm 98:1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wonderful things, and his right hand and his holy arm have gained the victory for him. You know what's going to happen in the future around the throne? And they sang a new song, saying, worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And you have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth. And I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and the living creatures and the elders. And the number of them was myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice. We just sang it, didn't we? Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth. I just love these words, all of them. And on the sea and all things in them, I heard saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be blessing and glory and honor and dominion forever and ever. And the four living creatures kept saying, amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped. So, you are tuning your voice up for heaven. Isn't that great? That was Revelation 5, by the way. Psalm 22 says, the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Wow, I love that. Psalm 104 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, with praises. It's time to praise the Lord, girls. So, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall... How often? All right, let's think about that. This is a little different than all times, right? There's certain times that we're going to praise the Lord, but this means it's the enduring word. It means it's never going to stop. Will there ever be a time that I stop praising the Lord? No, it's continually. Yesterday, I was thinking about these things and overwhelmed with, I hadn't even thought of this, crazy how your mind doesn't go right there. And the Holy Spirit thought I needed this verse for you guys. And it's a common verse. Hebrews 13:15. You know what it says? Let us continually offer up A sacrifice of praise to God that is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. Well, that should have been like a really major verse that should have been in here. Hebrews 13:15. It's never ending. Psalm 71:6 says, by you I have been sustained from my birth. You are he who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. Ephesians 5:20. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. Puts it together. Always and all things. His praise continually in my mouth. I have to confess to you that I find other things in my mouth. Like sarcasm. What is that? Complaining. And do you know what? I'm telling you this because I'm thinking that maybe it happens to you too. I don't know. So what happens when you wake up and you realize, okay, that was bad? Do you know 1 John 1:9? It's that simple. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Walk closely with the Lord. When he shows you things, confess them and then go on and say again, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'm not here to discourage you, honey. I'm here to take you by the hand and say, come on, come on, come on. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Because Jesus is coming. Wouldn't it be great if he came while his praise was bursting out of your mouth? Yeah. Say it with me again. I will. Here we go. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now, I think I have what again on here? Because we're going to look at that next verse 2. Look in your Bibles at verse 2. He says, my soul, that is everything about him. You are a soul, honey. That means you are a living being. So everything about you. This is why David has to talk to himself a bunch of times. You know, Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Everything about me, bless the Lord. Okay, my soul makes its boast in the Lord. It's another one of those wonderful words I want to tell you about that you basically know about. It means to brag. Okay. It has negative connotations when we are boasting about ourselves, right? We exaggerate. We brag. But can you ever really exaggerate about God? No. When you make your boast in the Lord, it's endless. It can never be outlandish claims that you're making about God. He is wonderful. That was my mother's word. So everything happened to her and she'd say, wonderful. So it's kind of come into my vocabulary. Wonderful. He's wonderful. So boast about God. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. And the humble will hear it and rejoice. It's always in the Lord, right? It's in the Lord. That's our focus. The Lord is our focus. So I'm going to ask you, where is your focus? Is it the Lord? Or is it you or your kids or their families? All those things might be good, but they fall short of the Lord. So focus on the Lord. Now, let's say it again, and I'm going to show you three things, especially in David's mad low point in his life, that he rejoices and he boasts in the Lord. But let's say a verse again. Here we go. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 34:1. So in this psalm, there are at least three things that David rejoices in about the Lord, and I just want to rejoice in them with you for a minute. So he's acting crazy. He's letting the drool come down in his beard. He's out of his mind, and he gets rescued. So was it his own cleverness that rescued him? in his situation. You know, a lot of us could go away and think, wow, I was really clever there, wasn't I? I really survived that well. I got out of there. And there's a lot of I's in those sentences. But David knew it was the Lord. And so the first thing that he boasts about is that the Lord hears and answers. Let's look at it. Verse 4. I sought the Lord. Oh, wait a minute. While he was acting crazy, what was he doing? Yeah, do you ever do this? You're trying to rescue yourself, but at the same time you're going, help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord. Yeah. I sought the Lord, and what did he do? He answered me. Look at verse 6. This sort of became one of my verses with Mumsy, because I'll tell you in a minute. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. Oh, the Lord hears and answers. Verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Verse 17. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears. Oh, you know why I love this verse? Craig knows I'm going to say this about him. My husband has a phone, and he doesn't hear an answer. And every time I was in a major crisis with Mumsy, the first thing I'd think of, yes, I am a sinner, is call Craig and see what I should do. So he's never answering. And I realized finally, God, Nancy, hello, God's trying to teach Nancy something, but she's really not very bright. And the point is that, yeah, Craig is a wonderful husband. He is. I'm crazy about him. But when I make my call first, who should it go to? Will the Lord answer? I said, okay, Lord, well, I can't dial you up on my cell phone. But one day as I stood in having to do one of those, make a decision that I was the least likely candidate to take care of my mother. I don't like nursing, anything related. I was like okay, so something happened. I went into the bathroom. I shut the door. I said, okay, Lord, I do not know what to do here. I don't know what to do. What am I going to do? And this verse came to mind. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. Thank you, Lord, that you hear me. And now I'm just going to go forward. I'm going to put my one foot in front of the other, and I'm going to trust that you're going to take me out of this. The Lord, I have good news for you. The Lord hears and answers. He always hears. Did you hear this? His ear is tuned to the righteous. He's leaning over. I'm getting older. And sometimes, like the other day, the kids, high-pitched little voice talking, and I went, what? I knew I was driving her crazy. But he's leaning over to hear you. Hi. Isn't that sweet? That's the Lord. Thank you, Lord. He hears and he answers. And aren't you thankful for David? And aren't you thankful for you? That he hears and answers. Well, what else? He doesn't just hear an answer, unlike Craig. He delivers. See, this is the thing. A few times I reached Craig, and he didn't know what to do either. But listen to this. Verse 4. Let's go back to verse 4. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. And what? Delivered me from all my fears. I am a very fearful person. It's even a miracle I can function in life every day. I'm fearful. I'm afraid of coming here. I'm afraid of seeing you. You laugh, but it's true. I'm fearful. But do you hear what this says? He delivers us even from our fears. I've tested that one. I can tell you it's true. Somebody recently, like last week, was talking about how God has so many promises in the Bible, and they're like checks that he's signed his name to. And I banked this promise many, many times. I say, Lord, you say that you will deliver me from my fears, and I am afraid. And I watched the Lord deliver me over and over from deep fear with my mother. And today, I was afraid, and I'm not afraid right now. Do you know what that is? It's not me. It's God. Oh, don't you just rejoice? How can you not rejoice? And the word means, deliver, that word means he snatches away from, he rescues. It's a snatch away. Look at verse 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and what? Saved him out of all his troubles. This word is a different word. It's like, how many ways can you say the Lord delivers me? Many. It means he pulls him out. Look at verse 17. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Look at verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Hey, you think you've got it bad and nobody has it as bad as you? What did that verse say? Many are the afflictions of the righteous. What's the rest? Oh, he delivers. He's a God who delivers. David knew it. I know it. Do you know it? If you know it, it's a cause of praise. It's a cause of blessing the Lord. It's a cause of thanksgiving. And the Lord is a refuge. The Lord hears and answers, the Lord delivers, and the Lord is a refuge. Look at verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. That's David. He wants us so badly to know it for ourselves. I want so badly to know it for myself, don't you? I don't just want to hear, but I appreciate that you know the Lord, and I want to hear what he's done in your life, but it's not good enough for me. I want that. I want to know him like that, don't you? And he's a refuge. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Honey, that's for you today. He's good. He's a refuge. Look at the very last verse. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. What a great refuge. If you read over this psalm, you'll find I got to do it anyway. Look at verse 9 and 10. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for to those who fear him there is no want. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. That's a refuge. It's a safe place that's filled with provision for us. And there is a verse here. Hopefully I wrote it down because I'm not seeing it. Verse 18, look at this refuge. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. Don't you love it? He's near. He's a refuge. He's wonderful. Okay, say it with me, girls. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 34:1. Now I'm going to tell you what we're going to be doing the rest of our days together. We're going to be thinking about praise, but at the end of every session, I'm going to leave a time for a concert of praise, which means in your Bibles, you're going to find a verse about the Lord, who he is or what he has done. And at the end of our session, we are going to sing it to the Lord. No, you're just going to read it. Not making any comments. No comments, just read your verse. Now I realize I have not warned you about this ahead of time, but I'm going to give you like 2 minutes right now to find a verse about the Lord, and we're going to have our own little concert here before we end. You know a verse. You might want to help your neighbor if she needs help. Something about who he is or what he has done. Okay, I realize, and you know this is going to come in the next 3 days, so you can tune your hearts to sing his praise. But right now, if you have a verse, I want you to read it nice and loudly about the Lord. I realize this is really fast, but this is how we're going to end every session. We're going to, you're reading it to the Lord. You're telling the Lord how wonderful he is. You're letting your lips be full of his praise. Do a few of you have verses? Can we do this, or am I going too fast? Okay, here we go. Just nice and loudly, say your verse. We'll do a few, and then I'm going to close in prayer.
Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine.
The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one, is saved. He will rejoice over you with gladness, and he will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing.
I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
Oh, ladies, doesn't that make your heart sing? Is your heart singing? Then we want it to come out of our mouths. Oh, he's so good. I love those verses. What a beautiful concert. And today, we're going to be around the grounds. Let's concentrate on being a woman of praise. Can we do that? Let's tell each other how great the Lord is. Let's thank him. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you that you are upright, and all your work is done in faithfulness. I thank you that the word of the Lord is tested. I thank you that you are a God who hears and answers and delivers and is a strong refuge for us. Pray that we could be women who would come to know you more and more and would have a word of praise on our lips, a word of thanks. We love you. Together we say we love you. We want to live for you and be women of praise. I pray that you would help us to do that by your Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. One more time, girls. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 34:1. You guys, I just love you. You were great. Yes.